It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to the Six Sides Radio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here. DJ ATL, Olena Stiles and Six Sides.
Hey,
here.
What's up, Six Sides?
What's going on, brother? How you?
I'm doing great, man. It's a great time to hear your voice, man. I feel really good being back live here on the Six Sides Radio Network with my homeboy. My main man, Mr. Six Eyes. So,
yeah, man.
I know you want to go ahead and bring it in. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to thank everybody who was there for me during the time of my mom's passing. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Definitely helped me. Everybody that called, text, stopped by, called. I really appreciate it. Helping me get through. And, you know, mom, she always said, keep that station going. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. And a good friend of mine reminded me today, Anthony. You know, so that's verification there. You know, man, we're just going to keep going. And mom is with me. She's still part of the Six Eyes Radio Network. So, man, I want to thank everybody.
Right,
and welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
welcome, world. Welcome,
show.
World.
Yeah.
Six, I mean, your mother meant a lot to me, too, man. I know. If it wasn't for her allowing us, and you also getting her on the phone with my late past godfather, with your father, and all of them, I know they all jamming, and my father, they all jamming up in heaven with God, I know that. And
oh, yeah.
I just, you know, it's a very touching moment here, and I'm just saying that we just going to keep pushing forward, man, and it's not over for the Six Eyes Radio Network. It's still pushing, it's still doing its thing. You know, I want to throw that out there to everybody. So y'all feel free. Y'all definitely feel free to call in 425-243-9617.
I got you. So the number is actually 424-243-9617. 424-243-9617. Now, if you call 425, I don't know who you're going to get, but it won't be the Six Eyes Radio Network. So call this number, 424-243-9617.
Yes. So, since we on and we're getting ourselves set up, let's play some classic music, man. Let's play some something, you know, something that feels really, I'm going to say Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right.
Y'all failed me because I'm coming. I gotta play something. And I'm really going to pull in this one. I'm really going to pull this Marvin Gaye and the Tammy Terrells with Your Precious Love. Uh-huh.
before you do that, we got the All-Star Weekend here in Cleveland, so it's pretty lit. The NBA All-Star Weekend is being held here in Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Six Eyes Music Studio Productions, home of the Platinum Ears Tracks and Sounds. For your next production, 216-245-9657. And also, let me say hello to my brother from another mother, Anthony B.
All right, that's what's up. So I'm going to go ahead, and since we on that high level right now, we're going to play Jackie Wilson, Your Love Keep Lifting Me Higher and Higher. And that's how we feel right now about Six Eyes and Six Eyes Radio Network. Let's go. Let's get it. All right. That's Jackie Wilson with Higher and Higher. Yeah, Six Eyes. Whew. It's been a journey, man. And I think the journey is, I know we're just now starting to see a little light, man, coming out of this Ultratron coronavirus. Yeah, getting out of that light, man. We're just starting to come out. We have a little light going on. We're moving forward, guys. We're trying to get life back to normal. Well, there is a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. But before we get into any of those things, let's get to the commercial drop. Because even I still need to be told about this. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right. It's your boy DJ ATL and Styles back at you. Again, here live on the Six Eyes Radio. So while we sitting here, and you can say it's a classic by my man Jamie Foxx, featuring Chris Brown, You Changed Me.
All right, and get the lobster, put it in some kale. This is Los Angeles. Young B, what's up?
Man, it's all you.
Okay.
It's going to be crazy. Party's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be nice. A lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, though, she coming.
Who coming?
The one I told you I met a few weeks ago. She got me on skates, man. I'm nervous.
Oh, that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, the light skin, beautiful. She on the TV show.
How you pull that off?
I don't even know. I just, maybe she saw one of my box sets. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But here's the thing, man. You know how usually when we meet a girl, you know, first night, what
oh,
we do?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I didn't do that.
Oh, man, you know it's crazy, too, though. Yeah. I've been talking to this girl on and off, just, you know, trying to date. And I'm like, well, I got a little party going on with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Come through.
Right.
She was like, you know what? I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up.
So both of them going to be here. So what we doing? Yes. Because I got that feeling.
Yeah, but can we say that? Like,
can we say
settle down?
What?
Oh, no.
Man.
We want to settle down.
One question.
What's up?
Strippers or no strippers?
Oh, you don't even know how to think it's over. Now it's starting to show. Main friend, when you know I gotta bang for you.
It's your boy, the ATLS Styles. We are back at you. Yo, what's up, Six? You there? Yeah, Six hasn't made it back online with us. Oh, yeah, he is. Yes, he's made it back, yeah. Well, Six, what's up, man? What's going on in the world today, man? What can we get into? Well, let's just go to the board. Let's just see. All right. Let's start with Kanye West. He filed some legal documents today, man, saying he's mad because he said Kim changed her name back to Kimberly Cole. He didn't like that. He wanted her name to be Kimberly West, and he doesn't like the fact she went back to her maiden name. He's not taking that well, is he, Mr. Six?
You ain't got the answers. This Ye.
Oh,
you ain't got the answers.
Hey, Kanye, you sure you okay, man?
Yo, first off,
you know,
no, I'm not okay. First off, you ain't got the answers. Six Eyes already told me that you'll be talking mess tonight, okay? Mm. You ain't got the answers.
Well, let me just answer you on this, and this is a keep it real, man. You can't go around doing this kind of stuff, man. You're making yourself look bad, man, in front of all the media. I know you probably, like, don't care about what we think.
How, ATL?
Oh, okay. You got a good documentary out there, man. I saw your thing on Netflix. It's the truth, man. I kind of watched the whole thing, the whole special.
Right now. We ain't talking about that. We talking about how.
How? How Kimberly helped, how Kim's going to change her name? She already changed it. It's too bad. It's too late, man. You can't do nothing about that, bro. You're not getting her back, man. She don't want to become, she don't want to have the West name on her no more. She's moved on, man. You got to move on, too.
I didn't send her a truck full of roses.
By the way, your little buddy Trump. I mean, no, it's not funny. It's sad, man. It's very sad. Since I got you on the line, what you think about Trump's situation now, man? They saying he in financial trouble and he's using
his, Trump.
Hmm. You sure? Because he's facing 5 years of felony. He's facing 5 years of a felony over a classified document that he tried to flush down a toilet bowl. You sure you don't want to talk about that?
Kanye? You know, 15 boxes back that he took, he'll be all right. Is this Kanye on the line? ATL?
Yeah, it sounds like Kanye, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like Kanye.
Mr. West, what's going on? Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. Wow, okay.
Yeah, he don't want to talk. He was talking big and bold. He was tripping, man. I mean, like I told you, Kanye, man, you gotta let Kim go, man. You can't keep this going on, man.
Wow.
I asked him about Trump's situation. You know, Trump about to face 5 years of felonies for flushing those documents, man. And I didn't even tell him the rest of the part. The jail cell said all he gotta do is just come on down to see the jail cell and say open sesame and walk right in, and they'll close and lock automatically.
Yeah, it was 15 boxes that he took from the White House had classified information, you know, and they were in those boxes.
Mm.
I think they got like 15 boxes from there.
Mm.
Oh yeah, it's definitely something.
Yeah, something to talk about, man.
Mhm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's all kinds of things going on out in the world, man. You know, tonight's World All Star Weekend. You know, playing the game. Bastards got through having the slam dunk contest, man. And,
who was all
so
in,
much,
in the slam
so
dunk contest?
Mhm.
Was LeBron in the slam dunk
contest? I don't believe he was. No, sir. I don't think he came in it. I think he did not get in the slam dunk contest. You know, every year
okay.
he says he's taking census, but he never did. No, he hasn't joined in.
Okay.
Since you went to LeBron James, you know, he said he let everybody know his huge bombshells about 6 hours ago. He says once his son plays, he will play his last year with his son in the NBA, and now that'll be the last time he played basketball. So, you know,
wow.
We're looking at his son probably being drafted in 5 years. 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's close. So he's close to be there. So you'll probably play that 1 year when he come in and retire.
Wow. Yeah, well, LeBron has definitely, you know, gave all he can to basketball. And, you know, he's still got a bright future ahead of him, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, he's put himself in some great situations and stuff, and I gotta say that's very good. So
mm-hmm.
you know, for him to be a professional basketball player and be able to do what he's doing is very good.
Right. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Well, this is 6 Hours Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Call in, press the 1, join the conversation. And we're just basically going popcorn style. You know, we talk about the national news, local news, entertainment news, et cetera. Please be careful. I don't know if you all frequent the dollar stores, family dollar stores, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, whatever they're called right now. Pretty much all of the dollar stores are being robbed. And these people are going in, you know, robbing these people, you know. And if you're a frequent shopper of that store, just be careful. I mean, this is every city you can think of, this is happening.
Wow. It's new to me. I'm just now hearing this.
Yeah. It's been going around. And what they're doing is they're breaking in. They're breaking into the stores, or they're bringing an item back like they brought it and something was wrong with it, and then that's when they hold the store up. You know, so you just got to be careful if you frequent those stores, especially, you know, the women, be careful, the elderly, be careful. I mean, just everybody, you know, everybody be careful because, you know, people are in hard times right now. You know, we're still in this pandemic with this Omicron, the Delta, the Corona. You know, we're still in this pandemic situation, and a lot of people are desperate now. And, you know, robberies happen every day, but I'm just saying that these particular stores is where they're happening at. And I don't know if somebody's got together, because last time when something like this happened, it was kind of like organized. And I don't know if somebody's got together and just decided to do this on a particular day, but it's been happening, you know, just about any city you could think of. So please be careful. We want you to be safe here from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, if you have elderly people, neighbors, family members, please call and make sure that they're safe. Make sure that their furnace is working properly. And get your furnace checked by a proper technician, not your neighbor that think they know what they're doing, but by a certified technician. If you have pets and you have the room, please bring them inside so they can be warm. If not, please have, you know, at least a blanket out there for the dogs to be warm, you know, and then hopefully a dog house, you know, because it's extremely cold out there. So we want you to be safe.
Definitely.
And here in Ohio, the roads are very bad, so please be careful if you're on the roads. We want you to be safe. All right, back to you.
Woo! Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to follow that, but I'm going to give you this right now, guys, man. Y'all wouldn't believe what people mean. Oh, a four-year-old child was punched in the face in Times Square.
Oh, my God.
I just don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what the hell's going on with people, man. I mean, and then, you know, it just seems like we just having these issues. And, you know, Kanye was just on here. He ran out of here. I see why he hurried up and ran, because, you know, he dissed his mother-in-law's, his former mother-in-law's boyfriend, Mr. Corey Gamble. He dissed him on his Instagram. So, yeah, Kanye is not real, man. He came on here, y'all, and y'all should have heard him. He was just,
Did he hang up? He's not there no more?
He must have hanged up, because he's gone now.
Wow. Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
We still got Anthony B hanging out with us. You still there, Anthony?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got Anthony B hanging out with us. And
oh, hey, what's up, Anthony B, man? How you doing, bro? Yeah, what you got to say about that Kanye situation, man?
Kanye is all right. I was telling somebody I don't really listen to his music, but his personal life is very interesting. What he's done, the way he's been raised, his interview with Donald Trump was very interesting to me. But Kanye is for who he is for. But as far as his music is concerned, I don't really listen to it.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Well, also, guys, to let y'all know, this is another weird story, and I think, I don't know, we're coming in voting, but Miami voters are claiming that they been registered as Republicans against their will. So I'm trying to figure out how you're a Miami voter and you vote Republican, and now you're saying you're being voted. The whole time you vote Republican, now you say you've been voting against your will. It just seems like there's just a lot of stuff that's going on, and a lot of craziness going on. So also, I know Uber, we having a lot of issues with that. We had a young man kill a mother of four, and she begged for her life before she was shot and killed, an Uber driver. And then we had an Uber driver and DoorDash eat the people fries before they deliver it. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's continuous, just going on. I don't understand how you work, and then you eat people food. Why don't you just go to the store when you go in there and buy yourself your food? Why you eat the food that you're supposed to take to do what you're supposed to do, deliver it? I mean, it's just stuff that don't make no sense.
Well, that's why – so a lot of the franchise that deal with DoorDash, I know McDonald's, if you deal with McDonald's, they have like a sticker on the sandwich. They have a sticker over the drink. And they try to make it as tamper-proof as possible. Now, what a lot of eateries have started doing, because I know me and my niece, we got Wingstop for lunch Friday. Right, yeah, we got Wingstop Friday for lunch. And when that bag came, it was stapled. It was stapled. The box for the chicken was stapled. And the actual bag that it came in was stapled. So that way, you know, the driver can't get in there and steal a wing. You know. So it all depends on the establishment which you order from. But yeah, they can order something, not eat the customer's food. Yeah, that's not right.
And it's just like I said, some of this stuff does not make no sense at all for that.
Right.
Well, and also when this war is starting to look, it's starting to look kind of nasty, guys. Man, it's starting to get more nasty. China has now sent a diplomatic threat to us, warning us not to interfere with what's going on in Russia. So it seems like we're pushing this war. It's like it's about to be developed, and that's why COVID has to find time to go away. Y'all heard what I said right at the end, didn't you? Anybody want to say anything? Anybody want to say anything after I said that? Anybody?
Go ahead, Al, let me take it.
Go ahead and ask the question again. I
want to
make sure I heard it right.
Oh, I was telling you, I said China sent a big threat to the United States by jumping in and getting ready to get into this war with Ukraine. I mean, not with Ukraine, but with Russia, China. So I said it's time. I think they got to get this set up now. Time for coronavirus to go away for a while. So that's all I'm saying. I just asked if y'all want to say anything or add on to that. Because it has completely disappeared right now. It's like it's completely starting to fade out.
Well, I definitely believe the coronavirus is about to fade away. I am somewhat of a conspiracy theorist. So I have different beliefs, and I've done my research, and not to say it's true or not, but these strands have been around forever. H1N1,
right.
Corona, COVID.
That's all we're saying. We're not. That's what you hit around your head. That's what I've just been saying. I'm sorry, Brad. Go ahead, Anthony. I'm sorry.
I tell people that if you do your research or whatever, I would tell people to look up what's called the Tiangong 1 and the Tiangong 2. Those are Chinese space laboratories. And if you do your investigative work, you'll see that when the Tiangong 2 crashed into the ocean, that was when the COVID was supposedly unleashed. The scientists who created it came up missing and dead, and it just started spreading everywhere. So I believe that these are all agendas. You think about all the people all over the planet. This is not an American thing. This is a global thing. There's been close to almost 1 million now Americans who have succumbed to this, and we don't know how many more will. So, I tell you, do whatever you can do. Keep your sanitizer, keep your gloves, your mask. Do whatever you can do to stay alive.
Okay, whoa.
That's right.
You got you, man. I got you. That's basically that's the pointers, man. That's it right there, man. Also, y'all, I know if y'all been sitting around your computer, y'all heard about this helicopter crashing into the ocean near Florida, Beach Corps watching. So that was pretty heroic what we saw with that. That happened today. About 7 hours ago.
There's nothing we can really do about those wars. You know what I mean? We understand that they're part of an agenda. China's on the rise. Some might say that they're the most powerfulest country on the planet right now. What's going on with Russia over there, that's, I think, going to happen. So we just have to see it, how it plays out and how it affects, America. But me personally, I'm more concerned on myself and what's going on with people that are closest to me, people that I love the most, and we got to stay focused on that because what we have control over, we have control over. And as far as these wars and all
that's
that,
right.
Like, it's interesting to listen to them and read about them, but until it really affects you personally, it's it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and get into some music right quick. Then we'll be back to talk to you guys, man. It was a lot to put down. You know, we just talked about, yeah, by the way, if Kanye, you come back, I know I'm probably going to hear from Trump and Kanye then probably jump back on. But while we're sitting here now, I'm going to go ahead and play some D-Red, one of the internet song sensations that's blowing up online and throughout the radio stations all across the country. And he's live here six on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Let's play that single, D-Red, Rain on Me. Woo! Let's go. Let's get it.
I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. This life feel high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay. Mama thugging for a baby just to see a better day. We weren't having much, but mama taught us cherish what we had. And don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall. Just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of pilots jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bringing plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, shit. I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna take jail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. It's depending now, no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the way. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went a bender. And not to see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe-to-toe when it's time for war, you got a brother back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. Distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. It's time we learn to live a life of crime. We'll grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way it's gonna blow. And even though we separated, you said that you wait, don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up state. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I've been trying, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key, most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blaze. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a Glock atop my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. You niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
All right, we are back, and let me say for all of you who may not know, we lost an icon, we lost a legend in radio. For Cleveland listeners, we lost the legendary radio broadcaster Glenn Tolliver Jr. He passed away. Actually, he gave me my start in radio, Glenn Tolliver. Learned everything. I definitely want to thank you for your teachings, everything you taught me. You were a great friend, and you'll greatly be missed. So the 6 Eyes Radio sends its condolences on the passing of Glenn Tolliver Jr., 93 FM, WCAK. If you remember him, Anthony, I know you remember Glenn Tolliver. Yes. So hearing that,
Definitely know who Glenn Tolliver is. You know, just a DJ ATL. You know, Bill Tolliver, too. His father is, his son is the lead singer for Men at Large, one of the main singers for Men at Large. So I know it's a very hard, and I send my condolences out to his family.
Yeah. While you're at it, why don't you play for Glenn Tolliver? Play those drops. And that'll be our way of paying tribute to him. And then, Anthony, after we do that, we'll ask you you know, what Lynn Tolliver meant to you growing up in Cleveland. So let's get that going, ATL.
Alright, definitely.
It says
definitely.
LT drops.
Alright, LT.
And also, we gotta do Chris Jasper as well.
Tune in to Six Eyes Radio every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Pacific for the radio you love listening to.
All right, guys. All right.
It should say LT drop.
Okay. LT drop. I believe it probably is not in the system somewhere. I'm not showing it right now. While we look for it, I'm going to do some more music, guys, so we can find that right now.
It's definitely on the board.
It's on here. Just got to find it. I tell y'all what we're going to do. We're going to play some.
No, because we're asking Anthony.
What's that?
So growing up in Cleveland, you know who Lynn Tolliver is, don't you?
Well, I'm not originally from Cleveland. I'm originally from Columbus.
Okay.
But I do, like I said, I've been up here in Cleveland, Ohio for a long time. I remember just the two of us.
Okay.
Lynn Tolliver and Ralph Pooh.
Yes.
So I remember that. You know.
Okay.
Definitely advocate, you know, I listen to all of that. So,
yeah. Yeah, man, he was definitely a staple in radio, man. Like I said, I learned everything from him, you know. So I definitely want to thank again for everything you taught me, Lynn. I greatly appreciate it, and I will keep using it until I stop doing radio. I definitely want to thank you, and you were a great friend. So, you know, definitely will be missed. And once again, our condolences to the family, friends, and fans on the passing of Orrin Lynn Tolliver Jr. And condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Definitely. Still trying to find this drop. It's in here somewhere. I think it's the drop is first. Let me try to do the drop first.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
All right. Here we go. Lynn Tolliver.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, Six.
Play all of them for his passing. It's deserved.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. You can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617. You can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617. 7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right, guys. That's Lynn Tolliver, man. Huge, man. Icon in the game. Everybody knows him all the way from down here in the Georgia area, Atlanta area. My godfather, Harvey Scales, had talked about Lynn Tolliver. Like I said, if y'all know Men at Large, the lead singer to Men at Large is his son. So, you know, y'all know him nationally. So he's definitely going to be missed. I know the condolence to their family and everything. And, I mean, if it wasn't for Lynn Tolliver, a lot of the music industry and the way the music is being played across the country wouldn't be where it is today.
Yeah.
You got to pay homage to all those great people, man. And
yeah. And let me give you a fact that you may not know. Okay, so you heard of the group Hall & Oates. You heard of Hall & Oates too, haven't you,
yes.
Anthony?
Yes, definitely heard of Hall & Oates.
Okay.
Can't say no to that.
Yeah. So Lynn Tolliver broke Sarah Smile. He actually broke that record. So that's just a couple of fun facts, but and actually, crazy Kanye called into the show tonight. He actually used one of Lynn Tolliver's songs.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pull up the email because he sent it to me.
It's not. I can't go for that. You know what? Because since we talk about Hall & Oates, and I don't want to shed the light, but you know, Hall & Oates had the song, and I always tell people when you listen to "I Can't Go for That." Is also a really different version of Billie Jean's Michael Jackson. If you were listening to it, I always tell people that.
You know, we got that song on the board, Hall & Oates. So play that; it's on there. Yeah, that song is definitely on there.
Okay, yeah, let's get into that. Oh, no. Oaks. I got to look for it, guys. It's probably under something else.
We got a lot of songs on board.
Yeah, and it's under something. We do have it, and I know it's under something else that's not just Hall & Oates. So I will find it. Before we get into looking for it, also – oh, yeah, we got to play. I don't know how I got away from it, but we definitely got to. Now we'll play it. We'll do it later. While I look for it, let's play. Wait a minute. I think I'm going to come across it because I remember seeing it under something else.
It's definitely there. And tomorrow, for all you churchgoers, if you want to stay home and be warm, get your prayers on without leaving the house, you can listen to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern. Get your prayers on without leaving the house, Six Eyes Gospel Show, every Sunday on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just dial 424-243-9617. Get your praise on without leaving the house.
Yeah, I know why I can't find it. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of figured out where it's at. I'm so sorry, guys, man. And it's not.
Come on, man.
I know I can't find it up on here. While I'm looking for it, guys, we're going to get. Let's see here. Man. Hey, y'all, what? Let's play some Mary Giles Blige, Mary J, because, you know, Mary J just did that huge, great Super Bowl halftime show, which we should get into. We want to talk about what's costing $90 million of a man's money. For Dre, and he's probably going to get more of that back. But let's play Thick of It by Mary J. Blige while we look for this Hall & Oates.
I Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with the way I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these tears. I thought you'd kiss me, baby. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve more than this. I do. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess, I confess I'm distressed, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe. No quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these years, I thought you did me, babe.
Oh.
I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Oh, baby, oh, tell me who's gonna
you tell the world.
It's your boy DJ ATL Lansdowne. Back at your Six Eyes, man. Just got through hearing that Mary J. Blige with Thick of It. And just got through hearing the late, great Roger Troutman and his band, this legendary band, Gap Band, with Computer Love. Computer Love. Yeah. All right. Like we were saying, we're going to try to get this Hall and Oates going. I had to pull it up into the system. Six, you there? Six. Okay. All right. We're going to play the legendary song, the one that started all for Hall and Oates, Sarah Smiles. And then follow that, we'll be playing Can't Go For That for Hall and Oates. So here is the single that Mr. Late Great, Mr. Tolliver, known fact, he broke this single, Sarah Smile.
I can feel you.
watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, oh, won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, know you can go, but why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. I won't smile you out for me, Sarah. Sarah, smile. I won't smile.
Thank you.
All right. It's your boy DJ ATL at us out. Like we did, we just got through playing that Paul and Oaks, Sarah Smiles, that was basically wrote by the legendary person who started off Six Eyes, Mr. Tolliver himself, the legendary Tolliver, who actually started a career for Hall and Oaks. Definitely. And also, you heard their second single, which everybody know nationally. I can't go for that. Yo, Six, are you there? Anybody there? I guess they're not. Guess they have stepped away for a minute. So what we're going to do is going to get into some more of this talk. Man. Okay. Let's get into some talk. If anybody has heard lately, just let you know, Mr. Allen, the actor himself, Alex Baldwin, just purchased a historical farmhouse, actually in Vermont. Following the death of that lady that it got shot on the set. So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, he's still trying to do something. So let's get into it. What if that Kanye gonna drop back through? Because then, you know, we gotta talk. We gotta have a long talk. Oh, okay. Everybody, if I don't know if everybody knows, they got this new video game that's coming out called Lost Ark, man. And I mean, people are just eating their hands out waiting for this movie, this game to come out. Yeah, it's a multiplayer game. It's going to be on the platforms. Yes. All right. And I mean, I know a lot of people right now is talking here locally down here where I am in the ATL. Actually, it's been reported that Atlanta will be trying to get a late round pick quarterback. They're trying to target, so that's going to be interesting that we're getting ready to start the new quarterback train here. Okay, well, hey, you know, this is some good news, man. I do like to share out. I think everybody should hear this news, and it's very good news on some stuff. DSW parent company invested $2 million in American first black-owned footwear factory partnership with Mr. Dr. D. Wade Edwards. So that's something very good. There's new shoes that we're going to be seeing out there. And it's the first black African-owned footwear. So let's get supporting on that. I mean, I think that's something really big to get involved in. Since I'm just sitting here chilling, we're going to go ahead and get into some more music, man. Music galore. It's your boy, DJ ATLR Styles, and let's play some Tony, It's Your Anniversary. Anniversary. All right, all right. It's your boy DJ ATLM Styles. We're coming in now on the Six Eyes Radio Network, turning it up, turning it up. You know how I turn it all the way up. Hey, Miss Angel, how are you doing tonight? Hey, Six Eyes, are you there? I think Six Eyes has stepped away for a while, him and his partner. What's up, Angel? You need a 15. Go ahead. I got you.
What's up? How you doing?
Hit one to come in the conversation. Yes, yes, yes. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, DJ ATL?
I'm trying to hang in here. Just got to keep playing some classic musical from Tony. Just let everybody know it's the anniversary. I had to put that echo to it. All right, you got the floor. Angel, go ahead. Do your thing.
Well, first of all, I want to reach out to it was a lady that was on a cruise or something like that. I think she, like, lost her life, whatever. She just was on there. It was played, like, last night. And I feel sorry for her because she was on a cruise or whatever, and she lost her life on a boat doing drugs and stuff, whatever. So she flew from the Caribbean boat. And I think it took, like, them, like 2 to 3 hours or something like that. And they never found her body and stuff. So I just pray and hope that, you know, they could find a situation and stuff was going on for her. Then I just look at, let me pull it up, Bobby Brown, New Edition. They had did a conversation for Bobby Brown for the copy of Whitney Houston's death. So they all came together because his death between Whitney Houston and his daughter had passed away and his son. So he was like in a stable condition and stuff, whatever. So they basically just keeping him kind of happy and stuff. So we just going to put a prayer for him that he kind of stands strong because it's kind of hard when you lose like 3 people in your life. So, you know, I lost my dad and I lost my 2 cousins and my grandmother. So I think what they doing right now is just to keep him very happy and stuff and not being sad and stuff. And they're going to do more stuff this summer for their concerts and stuff. So Bobby Brown is looking forward to that. And I think that's a good idea that he come out about his situation and stuff, you know, through his drug abuse. And they're going to do another story about his other friend, Ricky Bell. So he was in a situation, too, with drugs, and he's just not speaking on. And he had hide it for a long time. So he just speaking on that. So I kind of look into it because it's going to be real kind of good this summer for all these superstars. They're going through a lot of stuff. So you never know when the dark comes, you know what I'm saying, and closing.
Yes, that's so true. Still true, Angel, so true. Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in this world, a lot going on, everybody, you know. We just got to losing a real huge legend out of Cleveland, who started off radio, who broke the major single for Hall & Oates, the one that started all, Sarah Smile. We're going to go ahead and get into, wait before we go into anything, you got anything else you want to say, Angel, before we get into some more music?
I think that I want to hear New Edition song, Can You Stand the Rain? Just go out for all the people that been through, they sad and, you know, they life. I feel that once you hear the song, I think it'll be more happier. And just pray for everybody that this coronavirus and stuff, you can stay strong and get along with each other and the children and stuff, whatever. And, you know, just take one step and take a deep breath, and it'll be okay.
All right, let's see if we can get that New Edition song. Oh, I know we have it in here somewhere.
But you been okay? You sound a little tight a little bit. You sound you be laughing.
It's rough. I mean, I've everybody knows I've lost a lot of things and lost a lot of people personally close to me. A lot of things going through a lot of personal situations. But I'm still here trying to do my thing, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and play that single call and get some New Edition. You want to bring it on in, Miss Angel?
Can you stand the rain? It's a great angel in the building. 1, 2, 3.
All right. All right, it's your boy again, DJ ATLM Styles. Angel, you there? Just got through hearing your single, I Can't Stand the Rain, by New Edition.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I will keep you going.
Yes. Go ahead and give us something. You know, there's another single I like to play behind that, but I'm going to go ahead and let Angel have the floor so we can go ahead and hear some more things that she has to say.
Okay, let's just talk about Kanye West. Kanye West responded to Kim Kardashian with the question of being a legend singer. Kanye West filed a court declination for Kim Kardashian. The question that came from the singing, with I'm confused about it. His responding to his daughter had made a comment on YouTube about how she was feeling about her dad and, you know, why my dad is not here and stuff like that. So the question was, he made this song about Kim Kardashian that moved to this other celebrity that she talking to another, he's an actual dude. I think his name is Peter or something. So I'm trying to confuse, like, if Kardashian, is she just going to one to another one, or is she just not really going to help, you know, her husband? Because I feel that Kanye West has been going through, you know, some serious conditions, mental, physical, or anything. And, you know, they got a couple of kids together. And I feel that if he can just get some type of help, which should be okay, then it should be no problem. I had actually watched a video of Kanye West, like, when he was in Chicago. This is, like, 1999 or something like that. And when he was coming out, he was really doing his hit in Chicago. And the way he was coming out, like, he really was, like, okay. Now, when he came out right now, it's just, like, you know, his music not really okay, but now he just really just doing a Rudy song, I guess, that he, you know, in a studio with Jay-Z. And I think it's kind of going to be okay. I just feel like all the rappers and the singers that's out here in this world, if they could just, like, put everything to the side, their personal business, then you really don't have to be on this social media and you don't really have to worry about people question you and saying negative stuff. It's just you living your life, and, you know, that way it won't be a problem. So I'm going to say something right now. Last night, my cousin surprised his girlfriend yesterday for, like, a birthday thing and stuff. And, you know, my cousin, they were happy to see me and stuff, whatever. They was like, you know, what's going on? And, you know, I don't stay in my hometown of Milwaukee, but I've been here, it's snowing and stuff, but it was like this white girl that came up to me, and she was like, she asked where I was from, and they played Young Dolph's song. And people got emotional about that. And then my cousin, like, yeah, my cousin, she, you know, she's living in Memphis and stuff. So she would ask me why they killed him. And I said, I can't tell you why they killed him. You know, it's just that he was a legend. And she was like, what was the purpose that they killed him for? They just born and they just shoot him? And I said, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, we in this club right now. Somebody could come and shoot us. It's just that people just are hating. And she was like, good question. And she said, well, I don't care if I'm black or white or not. I love all our people. But that man really touched our heart. And she just broke down crying and stuff. And I just felt bad. And they played his song. And, you know, the owner just came in and had everybody just get our phones and, you know, do a thing. So, like, on my TikTok, I did a video for him. I got 400 followers, like, for his video. And if it gets to 6,000 to 7,000, they give you, like, a 200-something on there or something, whatever. But I think it was a blessing, because I'm looking at my TikTok, and I'm like, wow, like, damn. I got 400 followers on him. And I was like, man, God bless him on that.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, legends and stuff getting killed, and it's just been, oh boy, it's just been rough on all of us. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play another single, man, since we're going to sit in there. I'm going to play another classic that we all like by the legendary group, A New Edition.
We're going to be all right with the rap song?
No, I'm going to play one of the kids special. Mr. Telephone Man, because we actually talking to you on the telephone.
Play, play like, you know, can you play Young Doc song or something?
Huh?
Can you play like a rap song or something? You know,
We'll play a rap song. We'll play Telephone Man right quick, and then we'll come back and play Michael Jackson. We'll play a rap song. All right, here we go.
That's cool.
Go, bingo. New edition. All right, we are back at you. It's your boy, DJ Atlanta Styles, with my homegirl, Angel. She's still in line with us. All right, we got 13 minutes. We'll be out of here. And she wanted me to change up, man, get a little change up on the music, play some rap. So let's see who we got to get into, man.
not just a lot, just like a little bit, you know, just to up a day a little bit, you know. And you know, you'd be, you know how Cardi be coming in, she'd be like, you know what I'm saying, it's okay, you know, you did your thing, whatever happened.
Well, I'm going to play a great man. I'm going to play my man J. Cole with his official song, G-O-M-M-D. That's what's up.
Hollywood Gold. Go. Hollywood Cole. Go. Just where I'm at, well let me tell you about it. I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, hey, let me tell you about it. Man, fuck them niggas, I come back, hey, let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cole outside and he say he got a gun. Niggas like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga is better. All my bitches pick it a litter, never bitter. Niggas is fake anime. Me, I never hate, get cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, bitch, eat the damn cake. Fuck good, nigga, we the man great. On the domino, then she take off all the clothes. Nigga, you know how I go, made the piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leave the damn tape. Rest in peace, any nigga won't be secret, so I couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the wall, oh, wow. My nigga ride when I call. Got bitches all in my mind. Niggas, I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary going, I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I change? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young nigga never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub shit. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub shit. That is until I met you. Together we done watch years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your A-Marie, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. Call love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Nigga don't sing about it shit, man.
But every nigga in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. Oh, wow. My nigga ride when I call. Got bitches all in my mind. Fuck nigga blocking my shine. I know the reason you feel no way. I know just who you wanna be. So every day I let a man upstairs. It ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
But every nigga in the club singing. Got all the bitches in the club singing,
singing the song, yeah.
And all the mama lady kids singing,
singing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses,
the song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah.
Yeah, fuck, nigga, I'm very so.
Fuck the rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the west. You can test, I'ma stress niggas out. I'ma stress niggas out. That go for all y'all if I left niggas out. This shit for everybody on my test to go, please make sure you put the rest in your mouth. Ho.
Back at you, back at you, back at you. All right, Angel, what's up, what's up, what's up? Back at you again. Got anything else you want to say to the fans? We're in the last set hour, a couple minutes to do this thing, knock this off on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Angel, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Angel?
I'm here.
Quick question. Yeah, I have a quick question, quick question, quick question. You're back in the Milwaukee, the great Milwaukee. And,
I'm in Milwaukee right now, but.
Yes, the great Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm in Milwaukee right
how
now.
How cold is it up there? What's the weather?
Oh,
like?
My God. It's 18 degrees here.
I can actually feel that. That's where I want to be.
And,
cold
and we're about to get like some bad snow. So me and Angel said,
mm-hmm.
no, it's time to roll.
Oh,
tomorrow's
boy,
gonna be
okay.
5 below degrees.
Well, before I get up out of here and play some more music, since we're going to, see, we just got through hearing J. Cole, I'm going to change it up, play some Sierra Dance Like Me Make Your Love. Get that going. We'll be right back with you, DJ ATLM Styles, Six Eyes Radio Network, with my girl Nicole. Not Nicole, I'm so sorry. See how bad I am right now? About half asleep. Oh, Angel. Here we go. Get it.
We're dripping from the body. We both at the party. So come and show me your moves. I got some things I can teach you to. If you wanna see. Oh. You say you need a shot of the Henny. Then you're ready. Do what you need. Just maybe, we dance like we're making babies. As soon as our song comes on, 'cause boy we got all night long. So if you're ready, I'm ready to get it. Come on, I see you a little faded. You wanna get crazy out on this floor.
You're getting close in the light, oh, oh. Your
Well, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles here live with Angel. About to get ready, end the show, get up on out of here, man. I got a bone day tomorrow. I got to do my thing in the early in the morning, so I can't be here. But I'll be back next week, 6 hours, with 6 Eyes, and probably have a lot more things going on. Maybe bringing some guests on the interview. Got some big things getting ready to make happen, pop it off here live on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. And before you go, you want to say anything to the fans?
Just everybody be safe out there, stay strong, and, you know, stay positive, believe in God, and whatever issue you have going on through mental, physical, emotion, breakdown, there always there's somebody out there to have a conversation with and talk about it. And, you know, once you get yourself in that situation, you will be okay. So never give up on nothing and keep going. God bless.
All right, all right. Well, y'all know the music is turned all the way up. We'll be popping into a little bit over time. And I've gone over a little bit, but this is all good. We're going to get up on out of here. Like I always tell everybody before I break up out, don't be afraid of how you feel, how you feel. Hey, why don't you say it one time for me? Angel, drop it, drop it, drop it. Can you give me a drop it, drop it, drop it one time, Angel? Angel, can you hear me? Well, all right, drop it, drop it, drop it. Like I say, don't be afraid of how you feel. To tell everybody how you feel, just don't be scared. It's go, it's a go, it's a boy, it's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Style. So we are out, y'all take care. See y'all next week.
It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Thank you.